Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Severson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Johnson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bob Johnson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Miller. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Rojas reaches third base with a triple. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noob scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rojas scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive towards first. Spence reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May scores. Melton moves to second. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop misplays the ball. That's an error on Noop. Shaw moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shaw scores. Severson moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Oliver. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop strikes out. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Piniella moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shaw strikes out. One out. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0-for-1 in the game. Severson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Severson reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rojas moves to second. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rojas moves to third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rojas scores. Piniella moves to second. It's 3-1, Royals. Barry Moore now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Piniella moves to third. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Knupp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Severson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Severson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton is hit by the pitch. May moves to second. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Dwayne Josephson. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Melton moves to second. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Hermann now catching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rojas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Rojas reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rojas moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rojas scores. Otis moves to second. It's 4-1, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkpatrick bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to third for the out. Piniella moves to second. One out. Danny Murphy now pitching. Gale Hopkins now playing first base. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Royals. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez now playing shortstop. Rich Severson now playing second base. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry moves to third. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barry scores. Newt moves to second. It's 7-2, Royals. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Newt moves to third. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 4 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Severson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bart Johnson now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.